Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following is a trash-talking tag team championship match. It is a no-holds-barred contest. Low blows are not only allowed, but they are expected. Now, coming to the microphone from Northern California, they are the trash-talking tag team champions of the world, the Counselor, Rob Romero.
I'm just trying to light a little fire under that skirt you're wearing for the Queen.
The Franchise, Jay Sharp.
I mean, asking Ocho Cinco not to celebrate is like asking Kim Kardashian not to date black guys.
The Flying Valorias.
Episode 73 of the Flying Valorias. I'm Jay Sharp. Physically with me in the room is Rob. What's up, man?
I'm here. It's actually not only is it my room, but it also happens to be my house. So I feel like I'm more than here. But I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. And I wouldn't be here without you, just like my parents. That's weird. But, you know, if you weren't here, I wouldn't be here, because then I'd be breaking and entering.
Permission. Let's not get into this. This will go on for an hour. we are here, ladies and gentlemen, because of natural causes. The global warming phenomenon, which is known as climate change, has brought climate change to the state of California, and in the form of La Nina. And because of that, it's raining today. Either that or it's just November and it should. But either way, we're supposed to go to the UCLA Cal game, or Cal UCLA game, however you want to put it, and it was raining. So we decided to go to lunch and come and do a show, and that's why we're here today at this time.
Yes, it is. So we didn't really have a big show planned, or any show planned, really. But you know, we just thought we'd come on, have some fun. We're never, hardly ever in the same room when we do the show. So it's a rare opportunity that we thought we'd take advantage of.
Yeah. So we've just been kind of data mining the internet. I just pick up terms and I use them completely out of context. I know that mining data really means like going through data and then trying to come up with some result based upon whatever search you're going for. We're internet search, essentially, websites, like normal people, and have trying to find out what is worth talking about. And one of the things that has come up today, two things about internet security that I found interesting today. We'll talk first about the kind of real political shit, which is kind of scary, and then kind of something that's being done at home. Today, there was a sweeping United Kingdom spy bill dubbed Snoopers Charter, and it became law, and it allows the United Kingdom to require telecom communities to keep records of all users' web activity for 1 year, creating databases of personal information that the firms worried could be vulnerable to leaks and hackers, but also allows them to do mass surveillance of their citizens. And they're doing this under the guise of security, but fucking, I don't know. That's the scariest shit I've ever heard about. What would you have to go home and erase from your data, from your browser right now?
Nothing. I honestly don't have anything I would need to erase.
Midget porn you're fine with?
Yeah, I don't care if they know about all the porn, the different types of porn I watch. Although my favorite genre, midget homeless black porn, is pretty light.
That's pretty specific. Where is it filmed?
In alleys.
Actual women named Allie? Because we're talking about midgets.
Possibly. I don't know. I don't stick around for the credits to find out where it was filmed and what cities they think. But you know, I mean, first of all, I'm hardly ever on my computer unless we're doing the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most everything is done on my phone, so AT&T already has all that information on me.
Yeah. But allegedly, they're not allowed to give it to the government to snoop on us.
No, right.
Allegedly. But now this bill codifies the ability of the government in the United Kingdom to trace their citizens' internet use every year for however long they want. I mean, in perpetuity. Don't you think that is at the very least fucked up? Because, I mean, you know, look, I'm straight, right? But what if I want to be bi-curious? You know, what's the Q part of LGBTQ, ABC, 123? It's questioning, right? So what if I'm questioning whether or not, you know, fucking bestiality is something I want to get into? I don't want it to do it. But if I want to question, and then all of a sudden, boom, there's a fucking bestiality serial killer who kills people and then leaves pictures of, you know, a fucking POV of a dick before it gets inside of a goat, right? That's his hallmark. And all of a sudden, they're checking internet history, and there I am looking at bestiality because I'm questioning in the LGBTQ community, just questioning, not even wondering, just questioning, just asking questions. And then all of a sudden, I'm sitting under a hot light, sweating because I sweat because I'm from the fucking Philippines, even though I'm not. And, you know, I'm answering questions, I don't have a lawyer. And then all of a sudden, I go to jail, and the fucking POV bestiality killer still kills. Like, that seems not too far off of a possibility.
No, not at all. And I'm sure that'll happen probably within the next week or two.
So it's scary.
Yeah, and I don't think the government should be able to spy on us anyway. But you know, all I was saying is I don't really have anything to hide.
Right.
But, I mean, whatever. I'm pretty open with my wife, so I don't...
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to be open with your wife. I mean, if you're going to share with an next-door neighbor or whatever and have hate revenge sex because he wants you to kill your dog, which is also very specific. If you Google that on Pornhub, you're probably, I don't even know, maybe there's a hidden webcam in Jason's room that will lead you directly to his house.
Yeah, if you Google that, it'll show you a map to my house.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, being truthful with your government, like, I don't know. I just don't, like, so I guess, okay, let's say the government doesn't necessarily use it unless there's, like, a, you know, some sort of terrorist activity. They can use all the information they have for the telecoms to data mine to find whether, there's anything that could link internet usage to terrorist activity. Okay, that's a legitimate purpose, right? But... Well, there's no activity, terrorist activity for a year, and there's no purpose to use, it serves no purpose to use any of the information that they have that the telecoms are holding, but then people hack it, right? So that leads to kind of embarrassing shit where maybe you hack, you know, a local city councilman, his information, and find out that, you know, he fucking sleeps in women's underwear and doesn't identify as transgender, right? And then, I don't know, cuts the heads off Barbie dolls and fucks the holes.
So you're saying I shouldn't run for city council?
Exactly. But let's just say that's a thing, right? And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that I just came up with that without any script or rehearsal, without really thinking about it, probably tells you shouldn't listen to the show anymore. Because... If you're in Britain especially, just get the fuck off because and not the way the congressman or the not the way the council person went, right? Not with the Barbie doll head or hole. But, you know, because for sure it's going to come back to haunt you since this will be in your internet queue. no, but, you know, so that's scary, right? Because it could be used to blackmail people. And, you know, I guess that's good if you want to increase the economy, right? Because then you have a whole new blackmailing economy and those people are spending money at Target. And I guess that puts money back into the economy. And that's good. But I guess you can only hope that those people target rich people, right? I mean, that's scary. That the idea of hacking into, you know, these databases and fucking with people, that's scary to me. They say it's just a byproduct of the fact that we're in the internet age now. It's needed. But, man, don't like the idea at all whatsoever.
No, I don't either. I think that if the police are going to be – or the government's going to be looking into anybody's browser history or whatever – it should be with probable cause. It should be like after they arrest somebody or, you know, they suspect somebody, you know, just like they do now with like child porn.
Right.
They set up a sting and the person buys child porn or whatever, and then they go and they take their computer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they find that information. But I don't think that they should just be able to go to pull it up on their computers at home, sitting there on their day off going, oh, let's mess with this guy and see what he's doing.
Right, but it's those type of people that end up getting caught doing just exactly that that blows the cover off big surveillance operations, right? So, okay, we can trust 90% of the government or, you know, 99%, but those 1% or 10% that fuck around really make it unsafe for everybody else, right?
Right, absolutely.
Yeah. What was I going to say? You were talking about the way people catch child porn. Pornographers and how they set up stings and stuff, and I think that's probably objectively good, but they also do that in really fucked up ways, like where they get, you know, they put like undercover police officers in high school, and then they have the like really hot chicks or something, you know, who are like 21, you know, kind of befriend a dumb idiot male, and we're all dumb at that age. I don't care how book smart you are, you're thinking with your penis and nothing else. Basically until you're fucking 50. Basically. I don't know, I'm not 50. Which tells you I'm still thinking of one thing. But at that point, when you're 16, 17, I mean, really, it's fucking really tough to get past the idea that everything is sexualized, hypersexualized even. And so you can, you know, kind of go to kid into selling drugs, right? And then, boom, you have them for, you know, a federal crime for selling drugs. And then, you know, the way that in the FBI allows you to get out of those charges is to get somebody else to buy drugs, hopefully leading up to a bigger person, right? So, you know, when you start doing that kind of stuff, I think it gets dangerous because, you know, you really can kind of fuck up your own society without intending to, right? Like looking for people to do bad, causing them to do bad, and then them doing bad and doing more bad in order to get themselves out of their trouble.
Right. No, I agree. I was just commenting more on the actual online aspect of surveillance and how they just need to stick to what they're already doing when it comes to catching criminals who are doing illegal things online. And that's by doing actual police work, getting out of your office, you know, going and investigating stuff. Because just like if I get pulled over driving down the street, I'm not a felon, they can't search me.
Right.
So why should they be able to search my browser history?
There's no reason.
No.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just, it's another invasion of rights and privacy, and I'm okay with them not doing that.
Yeah. I just hope it doesn't come stateside, you know, like, I mean, we already had that program, right, but it's illegal. So even if they found people doing shit that maybe was not legal or extra legal or embarrassing, they couldn't use it against those people, against, you know, whoever the target was, legally, because the whole program together was illegal. But, you know, if Trump looks at that and, you know, asks Congress to pass that, some sort of legislation like that, I mean, I'm not sure there wouldn't be votes in Congress for that, you know, because in this age of terror that we live in, you know, a lot of terror bots are hatched on the internet. And so that would be the justification. And everybody says, well, I don't do terror, so let's catch the terrorists. Meanwhile, it's not the point. The point is whether or not you want your freedoms to stay intact, right? Everybody's willing to give away a little bit of freedom under the guise of protecting it. But really, it's just eroding it from the top.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, fuck, that sucks. And in terms of internet snooping sponsored by the government. That really sucks. But what also sucks is what Instagram is doing to their app holders. This weekend, they introduced a new feature that allows you, or that sends them a notification that someone has screenshotted a photo of you that you posted on Instagram. And so stalkers everywhere are probably shedding a tear in their fucking warm chocolate or warm milk, because they drink warm milk before they go to bed at their mom's house. That sucks. Where are you lonely as fuck? You look at Instagram, like there's hundreds of chicks on Instagram who work out their ass. You can't even see their face. They just post pictures of perfect asses because they get paid by some fucking supplement company to do so. What's the point? If you put something on the internet, of course someone's going to take a fucking screenshot of it.
Yeah, I agree with that. But those people are hoping that people take screenshots of their pictures.
Well, who's not?
Well, I mean, like if I post a picture of my kids, I don't want some random person I've never met taking a screenshot of it.
But when you get into the app itself, when you download the app, aren't you aware that everybody – I mean, can you make them private?
You can, yeah.
Okay. But if you have a public site, isn't it pretty much just like being out in public where there's no real expectation of privacy?
Yes. But I'm just saying I would want to know if some creeper was screenshotting pictures of my kids, because then I could dive into that and see if I can find out information on who it is. If it's my neighbor, we're going to have an issue.
Right.
If it's some person, like a person with a photography site or whatever, or a stock image site, and they want to use it there, then I'm going to want to talk to them about getting paid.
Right.
You know, it's so, I mean, but no, I mean, I agree that you know, though some people don't care if their pictures are screenshotted. They want them to be, because they want to be the center of attention, and that's how you get more publicity. And you know,
right.
Not that a lot of people who are out there creeping on Instagram pages go, hey, check this out. You should go follow this person. I screenshotted this picture of her, because that's creepy.
Right.
You
can probably catch a lot of fucking animal fuckers that way, because people put other animals. You know? Look at my prized goat. And they're like, ooh. Fucking lubing that shit up.
So, as I was not data mining, but just searching, I saw a headline for an article. It says, ninja caught on camera stealing katana sword. Well, then it's not a ninja. A ninja would not be caught.
Is the person an actual ninja?
I don't know.
Let's go to the camera.
Camera one. Let's see.
They're wearing protective yellow fucking crosswalk.
How does a pro baseball team keep up the form?
You shut up. See, now it says thief disguised as ninja.
Oh.
A sword from comic book store.
Oh, fucking comic book guys. Which, I mean, they rule the world, let's be honest. Don't hack us, please. Come on.
Right. This is terrible radio that we're doing right now.
Yeah, it's not only terrible radio, but it's really bad ninja mask.
What's a comic book store? It looks like a classroom.
Yeah.
Or cafeteria.
Well, they have the tables out so they can play those magic games.
Yeah, magic. That's where they gather.
Yeah. Magic where they gather, right?
Yeah.
Wow. What a
All right. Riveting. Really.
It might have been the worst video I've ever seen. Next to my own sex tape.
With yourself?
Yeah. Myself with myself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Please allow myself to introduce myself. So, yeah, that's not a ninja, people. That's just a stupid person.
So, another thing that's in the news lately is Kanye West.
Okay.
He apparently has a daughter named Mountain Ivy. Or Blue Springs. Or, yeah?
Yeah, North.
Oh, Northwest. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Direction West. Okay. That's not new news. I think that person's like a few years old. No, but what is making news is Kanye just fucking melting down on the western leg of his tour, such that he had to cancel the remaining 21 dates as he's hospitalized at UCLA. What's going on there?
First of all, he's a douche canoe. Secondly, so I know a lot of people that went to the Sacramento show that was canceled after three songs. He went out there, did three songs, went on a rant about Jay-Z and Beyonce and talking about how Jay-Z has killers. I mean, I would too. If I was married to Beyonce, I'd definitely have killers around just in case someone tried to get too close to her. You know, and then he stormed out or ran off the stage after three songs in a rant. And then prior to that, he did a show in San Jose where he went on a rant and talked about how he didn't vote, but if he would have voted for Trump.
Yeah.
And fuck you, not for who you would have voted, but for the fact you didn't vote. We covered this on the last episode with Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
Don't come out and say you don't vote, because it's just going to piss me off.
Right.
And then Angry Jay is going to come back out. And then go on another rant about Drake. No, so this rant's about Kanye. He's been a douchebag for a long time, ever since the whole Taylor Swift Music Award thing, where she was up there trying to accept an award, and he runs up there and goes, you know, I mean, I'm going to let you finish, but Beyonce had the best video of all time. Of all time! And now he's out there talking shit about Beyonce. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, maybe he's Team Taylor now. Who knows?
He alleges that Beyonce would not go to the VMAs unless she were awarded Artist of the Year over him. Right? Like, that was a specific allegation.
Right.
Which is some really cool conspiracy shit. And probably, I mean, that's something that's probably true, right? Because she's a fucking queen bee diva. So I wouldn't doubt it. But why does it matter?
It shouldn't.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it really shouldn't.
Then he, to Jay-Z, he says, hey, Jay-Z, this is the best. Hey, Jay-Z, call me bro. You still ain't calling me Jay-Z. Call me bro. I know you got killers. Please don't send them at my head. Just call me. That's a super powerful guy talking to a guy who might be even more powerful than him when he says, don't send your killers, bro. Just fucking call me. I love that part. That's like my favorite part of the rant. Is telling what it's supposed to be one of his best friends who he made an album with or made several albums with as producer. Right? So don't send your killers. I just want to talk. You're telling gangster, dude. It's kind of like watching Thoughts, you know, like in the late 90s.
Yeah. I love that show.
Yeah. So, anyway, sucks for Kanye, but, I mean, do you think he's just going crazy, or do you think this is all calculated? Because before he released in midsummer, before he was going to release the second iteration of his super ugly shoe that he sells for hella money and people buy, he was, he wrote that Bill Cosby is innocent. It fucking pissed everybody off. But he was on top of the news, right? And when they were talking about him, they said, oh, by the way, his next shoe is coming out next week, you know? So, like, it was kind of brilliant marketing. And it didn't seem to do anything to dissuade people from supporting him because, you know, it probably increased album sales. And then, obviously, his shoes never, you know, can't sell out fast enough. So do you think this is all kind of calculated, or do you think he's losing his fucking mind?
You know, it's hard because before I would have said it was all calculated, especially since, you know, with the cancellation of his shows, those ticket holders are going to be refunded.
Mm-hmm.
But that money's not coming out of his pocket now because he's all crazy. So
right.
The venues or the ticket sellers are handling that. A friend of mine posted a letter he got from StubHub after the Sacramento show that said, the show has been canceled, you will be refunded. But, you know, so, I mean, it could have been all calculated, but at the same time, he's married to a Kardashian, so he may just be going fucking nuts.
Exactly. So, it's interesting about the whole reimbursement thing, because I read an article, I think it was this morning, saying that he has insurance policies that guarantee him his payout, even if he doesn't finish the tour. If one of the things is whether he's ill. And so he was put into the hospital, you know, for public safety and safety of himself on the fear that maybe he was losing his shit, and if that's considered an illness or even mental illness, then he's going to make money anyway, which is even the fucking most crazy shit part of this.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, so that could very well be calculated.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to tell, because even if you ask him and he answers it, are you going to believe him? I mean, probably not.
Yeah. So, to start a conspiracy theory for you out there, ladies and gentlemen, or maybe ponder one that didn't exist but may now exist and will hopefully eventually end up on Alex Jones InfoWars website. Do you think it's possible? So I'm going to type this in real time. Okay, so Hillary Clinton. It doesn't take me that long to type. My phone is going to fall off the fucking desk here. Killer. Okay. So type in Hillary Clinton killer to Google. There is a YouTube Hillary Clinton body count documentary. And then the first website is whatreallyhappened.com. And it's called The Clinton Body Count. So as we all know, Jay-Z supported Ms. Clinton during her run for the presidency. Is it possible that his killers killed all the people in her body count?
Possibly. It is possible. I think it probably went that way. Like, you know, she called him up and said, hey, yo, ho. I got some fuckers I need you to deal with, dog.
Yo.
And he said, all right, Hill, I got you. And then people just started dying.
Yeah.
And, you know, because she knows that he's all about the hard knock life. And
he's bringing some pipe hitting thugs to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, around.
Yep. So, I don't know. It's anything's possible. I mean, you know.
Just as an FYI, ladies and gentlemen, if you go to ClintonBodyCount.com, and now I'm here, there is a 6 megabyte download, like real poster, real quality poster. Look at this. This is quality as shit. It's got layers of graphics. Right in the background, you see some, I think that might be Bill. Right, and then there's a ledger how to follow all the people that she's whose deaths she's allegedly involved in. This is really fun and interactive for the conspiracy-minded user. So go ahead and have fun with this, ladies and gentlemen, on Thanksgiving weekend, and ponder, maybe do a drinking game. And listen to all of Jay-Z's. Listen to all of Hov's albums and see if you can find references to cross-reference all of the deaths linked to Hillary Clinton to Jay-Z. And if you do that, email us back and we'll spend exactly 2 minutes of showtime talking about it in the future.
Yes, email us, theflyinggloria@gmail.com.
Or if you want to call us directly, you can do that at what?
516-590-0947. 516-590-0947. Or you can tweet us at Flying Valorias or at Jay Sharp Comedy. And you can like us on Facebook and right on our wall. Those are the ways to get a hold of us. Or you can send me a nude Snapchat. But it will probably send you a notification if I screenshot it, because I think Snapchat does that too. Because Instagram is basically just becoming Snapchat now.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to get together and become InstaChat or Snapgram.
Or FaceChat, as I said earlier, or suggested earlier.
Yeah.
What else is the news? What's trending on Twitter right now?
Twitter, a whole bunch of stupid shits. Well, there's Small Business Saturday, which is good. You get out there, support your local businesses, because it is important to keep them going, especially during the holiday season when everybody is just online buying shit from Amazon and Walmart and Target. You know, we gotta help them buy their Christmas presents too. Thick as Hell Challenge.
Is that about asses?
Probably. Oh, yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's about asses.
Oh. Well, I mean, at some points you have to say God bless America, right?
Yes. God bless America. And yeah, it's about big asses. The gray sweatpants challenge, which is probably not about big asses. It's probably, well, there's a sick as hell woman holding a video camera.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dude with a dong.
Dude with a dong. So how come only one of the gray, okay, there's two. I'm not going to enlarge that picture. Only three.
Whoa.
Okay, yeah, we don't.
This is a gay website. This is Twitter's gay website page.
Yeah. The gray sweatpants challenge.
I'm not laughing out of excitement, people. Okay, I'm laughing out of sheer embarrassment.
The Iron Bowl is trending.
For our sports-oriented listeners, what is your favorite rivalry bowl?
Are we waiting for them to answer? No, I'm just kidding. You know, my favorite rivalry in... We're just talking college football, right?
Yeah.
Shit. I mean, I guess it would have to be the Civil War, Oregon State.
Why that?
Just because it's the one that, you know, I mean, I have four college football teams that I follow,
mm-hmm.
that I cheer for. Oregon, UCLA, Texas, and North Carolina. But Carolina's more of a basketball thing.
Right.
You know, I wish that Texas and Oklahoma played a game like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're rivals, but they don't necessarily have that game.
Yeah, Texas and Oklahoma. They have a Red River Shootout.
Oh, is that? Okay.
It's just played earlier in the year.
That's why. Yeah.
So, fucktards. Sorry, I'm talking about my alma mater, UCLA, who just fucking fumbled the kickoff and will likely lose the ball to Cal. Down 19-7. Sorry, go on.
Yeah, I guess it would be the Red River Challenge. Just because, you know, I'm a Texas fan and I have family in Oklahoma. They're all University of Oklahoma fans.
Mm-hmm.
So
any of them actually go to University of Oklahoma?
No.
Oh.
No. And I won't say what came to mind because they're my family and that would be mean. No, none of them went to Oklahoma, but, you know, it's their closest school, major school. But when we were in Oklahoma last year for the family reunion, I was walking around Norman with a fucking Longhorns hat on.
You know, were you getting shit?
No, my cousin said something.
Yeah.
But no one else said anything. Probably because I'm fucking bigger than them and I don't look like I have four arms and 27 toes.
A lot of toes. I like Oklahoma State just because the name is Bedlam. It's not like the Bedlam game, it's fucking Bedlam.
Yeah.
Which is pretty awesome. The battle for LA is important to me, but obviously it's not the best rivalry because my school gets fucking trounced most years. Let me see. There's the game. Michigan versus Ohio State is pretty good. Today was a fucking incredible game. I don't know. There needs to be actual like fucking stabbings, deaths occurring at these games for them to have true meaning, and that seems to be painfully absent.
No, that just happened on Black Friday at the local mall.
Black fucking Friday. How retarded is Black Friday?
Why's it gotta, or as one of my black friends on Facebook posted, why's it gotta be Black Friday? Like,
because it's violent? Because it's violent and cheap?
You know, there were a shitload of NBA games yesterday. There were 14, I think, NBA games yesterday.
Yeah.
And of course they play NBA on Black Friday.
Right. Right.
Not because black people are in the NBA, but because you need something to watch on your big-ass TV you just bought for $4.
That's funny. You know what else is funny?
That pick six that UCLA just had?
Yeah, there's a flag. Just probably fucking...
stupidity.
Interference. There's probably a stupid idiot. Yeah, it's on them. You know what's interesting is I was thinking about... you know how... So, when I was married, my father-in-law called me son, right?
Right.
And I was thinking, you know, there's like father-in-law, brother-in-law, son-in-law, you know, what all these in-law things, right? You're supposed to hate your in-laws by, you know, definition, I guess. Everybody complains about their in-laws. I actually liked my in-laws, just hated my wife. but they called me son. They introduced me as their son, right, to their all their Christian friends and shit. And so I was like, you know, I was thinking about how weird that was. And then I was thinking, because I was thinking about doing a show with you today, and I was thinking how much you rail on the South for being inbred and how much that makes sense for them once they marry to call their son-in-law just son, so they know that their son's fucking their daughter. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So look at, like, when they're like, look at my son and daughter's child. My grandchild is my son and daughter's child.
Right.
Right? And then it just fucking goes. And I was thinking, I guess that whole in-law thing was made for the South to make sense out of marriage, according to you, just because that's your thing.
Well, I mean, as we're getting closer to Christmas, every time I see a wreath, I think of Southern family trees.
Yeah, right.
You know, and sorry. No, he did not get in. Yeah. That's hella funny though. The in-law thing is great. I like my in-laws. You know, I mean, they're watching the kids right now. So that's good.
Yeah.
My wife has the best in-laws in the world. In-law. In-laws, because of my sister.
Oh, you're...
My mom.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't even know what we're talking about now, and I haven't even taken a tramadol.
Oh, tramadol. Last week was your favorite tramadol, or was your famous tramadol related? Do you drink those with alcohol?
No.
Do you consume those? Because you don't drink your pills.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm such an asshole when it comes to correcting people. That the people that talk to me on a regular basis now correct themselves before I get a chance to. And it's fun. It makes me laugh almost as much as the reactions when I correct them.
But also lets you know how much you don't want to hang out with them in person.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Yeah. No.
Or see him infrequently.
I regularly tell people that I'm surprised that A, I'm still married, and B, no one has killed me yet.
True.
I'm really glad we're not at this game.
I know. It's fucking embarrassing. Okay, so let's do Would You Rather. 15 questions. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather, and ladies and gentlemen, again, on the numbers that I don't know and the emails I don't know and also the Facebook page that I don't know the address to, you can comment on Would You Rather, or you can call in on Would You Rather. First question. Would you rather get a paper cut between your fingers every time you touch paper or bite your tongue every time you ate something?
Paper cut.
Why?
Because, dude, then I wouldn't want to eat, and eating is my favorite thing to do if I bit my tongue every time I ate.
I had a spate, like 2 weeks ago where, dude, I was biting the left side of my tongue, like, every time I ate something, and it was bleeding and swollen. It was so gross. And I did like 4 times super hard, right? So yeah. I went like 2 days without really like eating anything. I just drank alcohol and cried. That was Saturday night. But I'd probably rather get a paper cut too. Because with these paper cuts, you can peel away the skin and make a scar pretty much immediately. And now, you really don't need to read it, use paper at all, because you can just PDF everything.
Yeah, so, dude, iPad cuts hurt, though.
Yeah, well, they're not. They're glass, yeah, but you can, that's a loophole. I'll take the loophole. Would you rather give up cheese or give up oral sex?
Well, only one of those is part of my life. I just had some string cheese this morning, so.
What is a part of your life?
I'd probably give up cheese.
That's good.
It's been a while. I don't remember what the other one is like.
I'm lactose intolerant, but I'm not oral sex intolerant. So
that's good.
I think you know the answer to that.
Yes.
Fucking God. Okay. Would you rather swallow?
Is this something you've done?
No! It's horrible! I thought these were warm-up questions. The two versions were warm-up questions before the real fucking game starts. This article is called 15 Would You Rather Questions You Won't Be Able to Answer. And the first two are like rather fucking pedestrian. The third one just fucking cuts with all the bullshit and asks you, would you rather swallow your dad's cum or swallow your mom's period blood? What the fuck?
So here we go. My dad has passed away, so I'll go with that one because he can't produce that.
Wow. I'll take your answer. Swallow your dad's cum too. Because fucking, I can't answer that.
You should answer it, and then we'll call him and tell him.
Let's just be honest about this. There's protein in cum. Just throw in a protein shake with some kale. You're in the taste.
But it doesn't say you can do that.
I don't even want to fucking think about it. Oh, my God.
Can I take a shot of the cum with the blood chaser?
Wait, what?
Can I take a shot of the cum with the blood chaser?
Well... So much of Thanksgiving, that's with four. Fuck. That escalated very quickly. I mean, that was so uncalled for. They should have a warning at the beginning of that shit. Like, skip question three. Okay, question four. Would you rather be stupid in a world of smart people or smart in a world of stupid people?
Well, I'm already smart in a world of stupid people, so... I think I'd rather be stupid in a world of smart people because you wouldn't know. You'd be too stupid to figure it out. And trust me, being smart in a world of stupid people sucks.
It does. It's kind of like the Matrix question, right?
Right.
So, like, do you take the blue pill, go back to the world where steak tastes good, and you know you're eating, you're eating steak rather than fucking some bit code or whatever, or do you go to take the red pill and know how the world works? And we know how the fucking world works and how sausage is made and all that shit. You know, the world becomes quite interesting, but also becomes a little scary because you realize that it's dominated by fucking retards, right?
Right.
So, I don't know. I'd rather be a smart or stupid person in a smart world. Would you rather have vaginas for ears or have an ear for a vagina?
Well, I don't have a vagina, so I'd rather have vaginas for ears so I can just finger myself all day. Just two fingers, just like this.
Not only that, but if you have an ear for a vagina, you can fucking really wreck your vagina with a Q-tip. So that's what a fucking dick would do.
So the best part of having ears for vaginas for ears is that I have three kids at home. So when they're being loud, not only can I plug my ears, but I can orgasm at the same time. I'll be like, make a bunch of noise, please.
When you're dirty, when your vagina ears are dirty, every time you put your finger in them and move it around to get the wax, you're giving yourself an orgasm.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Oh, it'd be really dangerous when someone cuts your hair.
Yeah. Don't. Well, you know.
Wow.
Do you get a Brazilian wax on your head at that point?
That's hilarious. Okay. Would you rather have sex with a goat, but no one would know, or not have sex with a goat, but have everyone you think you did?
I'd rather have everyone think I did without having sex with a goat, because then I still didn't have sex with a goat, and I've never been one to care what anybody thinks.
Yeah, that's very true. That's one of those things, like, even though you know you're not guilty, do you plead guilty so everybody... Or just so you don't have to go to jail. And this is like one of the worst jails. It's like a reverse jail. So if you have sex with a goat, you know, you have sex with a goat. But how many fucking Scottish people are wrong? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Right? So it's like, what's the joke there? Like, I don't know. But there's some joke. I don't even know what it is. But there's a joke there, but I can't remember.
There's a joke about Bakersfield that says, Bakersfield, where the men are men and the sheep are scared.
So I guess if a hole is a hole, you know, it probably feels relatively the same. The sounds are different, right?
Right.
Instead of, oh, oh God, you know, insert name here.
And when I'm having sex with my wife, I don't have to worry about a hoof in my cock.
True. But you also don't know how that feels when you're coming.
Probably not good anytime.
Again, back to the marriage. When I said, oh, oh, insert name here, often it wasn't mine. Which could be a problem. So, yeah, how many Scottish people have gone wrong, though? I mean, aren't they famous for it?
Probably, but they also wear skirts.
Well, yeah, I would say have sex with a goat and no one knew.
Yes, but you're also the one worried that the government's going to find out about your bestiality search.
Allegedly. Okay, would you rather have legs as long as your... Sorry, legs as long as your fingers, or have fingers as long as your legs?
Fuck. That's tough, because if you have legs as long as your fingers, you're going to get rug burn on your dick. But if you have fingers as long, I mean, well, make your wife happy.
You make your wife and all her friends.
Yeah,
finding gloves would be hard.
Yeah, I don't wear gloves anyway, though.
Driving would be very difficult.
Yes, it would. You have to have your car modified to have your steering wheel in the back seat so you don't put your fingers through the windshield.
Right.
Yeah, I'd still say fingers as long as legs.
Yeah, because you'd probably have them surgically repaired.
Yeah.
Whereas it's really hard to get longer legs. It's easier to shorten shit than lengthen shit.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Trust me, I've been trying to lengthen something for a long time. It's not working.
Would you rather put a nail under your big toe and then kick it over? Who the fuck makes this shit? Would you rather put a nail in your big toe and then kick a door, or give yourself 100 paper cuts and then bathe in a tub of rubbing alcohol?
Nail. Absolutely. Paper cuts alone are bad enough, even though you can make them scar quickly.
Yeah.
But if you've ever gotten anything like alcohol or salt or anything in an open wound,
that shit burns the
fuck
shit.
Fuck that.
Yeah. I think I'd agree with you, although I'm a little masochistic enough that I'd want to feel the pain of that 100 paper cuts and then bathe.
Well, you can do that right now if you want. I mean, I'm not going to bathe you, but
right.
But I'll help you with the paper cuts.
I'll just split on that. Just, god damn, that's another, that escalates. You put a nail under your big toe and then kick a door. Imagine the motherfucker who thought of that shit. All I listened to was hardcore fucking heavy metal, man.
Those are the kind of people I would probably get along with.
Yeah. Would you rather be able to detect any lie you hear or get away with any lie you tell?
I already do both, so.
Wow.
Not really. I am very good at reading people,
mm-hmm.
So I already feel like I'm pretty good at telling when people are lying to me. I'm also a manipulative son of a bitch, which doesn't mean I lie.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I think detect all the lies, because I don't lie often anyway, so it would be detect when other people are lying to me.
Right, me too.
So I can put a nail under their toe and slam their foot into a fucking
Jesus
door.
Jesus Christ. That's just so violent.
Dude, speaking of that, I hit my pinky toe on the baby gate the other day, and it now looks like a mushroom.
Ugh.
It's like the top, right above the knuckle.
Oof.
It's all swollen, but then below the knuckle it's not, so my pinky toe looks like a tiny penis.
Or you should tie it off and until it falls off.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Have you seen that guy? I think it's on YouTube. There's a guy who, like, there's some sort of weird mental illness that, like, got people, like, tie off at their knuckles, and then when the finger goes completely cold and dead, they chop that part off. It's
why
am I watching? I don't know.
Too, but why? What the?
I don't know.
That's the next step for Kanye.
Yeah. Okay. Would you rather have hiccups for the rest of your life, or always feel like you're about to, but can't? That's a tough one.
I'd rather have hiccups, because the hiccups, you can talk through the hiccups,
mm-hmm.
you know, but that always feeling like you have the, or the feeling that you have to sneeze, you just stop everything.
Right.
And it's like, hold on, let me sneeze.
That's right. I think that's probably right, although hiccups for me are really shitty, because when I get hiccups, I just have to throw up. That's the only way I can get rid of them.
Yeah.
I used to be able to do this, like, swallowing thing where I held my air, but I can't do that shit anymore. So, I mean, really throwing up is the only way I can get rid of them. It sucks.
Ash gets really bad hiccups that are extremely painful to her.
Oh, wow.
Like, they're deep hiccups, and they hurt her chest.
God damn.
Yeah.
Fuck, man, that's intense. Okay, would you rather kick a wall as hard as you can with toothpicks all over your toenails?
Christ.
Whoever wrote this is Chinese or Japanese.
Right?
Like, this is intense. I don't know why I said that. I feel like that's a Chinese or Japanese torture, though.
Yeah.
Or tie a string around all of your teeth and then into the door and slam it.
Around all your teeth?
Yeah. Yeah. Tie a string around all your teeth, connect it to a door, connect them to a door, and slam it.
Fuck, dude.
I'd rather do the second one because, to be honest, as an adult male, all my teeth are in. You know, like, that only works for loose teeth.
Right.
Right, so, like, it would be a jarring, but my whole body would move forward. You know, unless I was, like, tied into a chair and I wasn't allowed for my face to move forward with the door.
Yeah, you'd probably have to slam the door quite a few times for it to make a big difference.
Right.
So, yeah, I'll go with that one, too.
Yeah, okay. All right, number 12. Would you rather have to say everything you think out loud or never be able to speak again?
Never be able to speak again. If I said everything that I think out loud, I would be dead already. Or in prison.
Oh, I hear what you're saying. Yeah.
But you don't hear
Because you could be, not be allowed to speak, but you can still communicate through sign language.
Sign language, notes,
yeah,
whatever.
Typing. Yeah.
Grab them by the pussy. Whatever. That's how you communicate that you want to have sex with someone, right?
that escalated real quick, too. Would you rather... Oh, God. This is my worst nightmare. I can't even read this one. This is my worst nightmare. Would you rather watch your parents have sex every day for the rest of your life or join in once to stop it?
Well, I'm not into necrophilia. So that would be really hard.
When it was, when your dad was alive. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
I'd rather fucking kill myself. I think I'd rather not be alive. Honestly.
Literally. I'd have to go with the first one, just because I wouldn't want to join in. Now, all of our listeners in the South are going, oh, well, I already do the second one every day. So
my daughter and son have sex every day that I watch. And I hold their byproduct while I watch. I fucking, even for the sake of entertainment, can't answer that question. I would rather watch them because, of course, I'm not joining in. That's disgusting. Okay, would you rather use sandpaper as toilet paper or use hot sauce as eye drops?
Sandpaper as toilet paper. These guys are fucking expensive. I had LASIK.
Oh. Your eyes look like marbles.
Okay.
In the light. I don't know what that means. I don't know. I like you.
Dude, this commercial is hilarious. Have
yeah.
you ever seen it?
Yeah.
For those of you who can't see what I'm seeing because you're not inside my head, it's the AT&T commercial where the dude's trying to flirt with the chick, and she says, enjoy your new phone, and he says, you too, and then he runs into the fucking door. I have that problem, too. Like, I'll go to a movie or a game, and the person will say, enjoy the game, or and I'll go, you too, and I'm like, you're not, you're standing here fucking selling people popcorn. You're
right.
Not going to enjoy the game.
You know what I do? I do this. I did this the other day in the movies. They're like, enjoy your food, right? Because I got popcorn and shit. I got popcorn and milk duds and fucking a Coke. Okay, fucker.
Why are you fucking
like, enjoy your food, enjoy your popcorn. And I was like, I will enjoy my popcorn while you have to work the rest of the day. Like, I just give this long answer, you know, and they're like, go fucking, just leave already. I'm like, okay. I use sandpaper as toilet paper.
Yeah.
I just use a fine grain. Because sometimes, like, when you wipe, you know, as men, you have ass hair, right? So sometimes when you wipe, like, you need to fucking get in there and fucking scratch that shit, because sometimes there's a scratch. I mean, am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay,
yeah.
So yeah, just use a nice fine grain.
Just use one ply. It's the same shit.
Right, right, exactly. Okay, last one is, would you rather know when you're going to die or how you're going to die?
How? Because then maybe you can avoid it. So say someone says, you're going to die November 14th, 2062. Okay, so I'm just going to stay home that day. But what if you die because you fell and hit your head in your house? Now, if they say you're going to die from falling and hitting your head in your house, but we're not going to tell you when, then you can at least be more careful in your house. And you'll always have that thought in your head, I'm going to fall and hit my fucking head. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'd rather know how. I guess I'd rather know how.
Then I would just wear a helmet all the fucking time.
Right.
And drool and lick windows and shit.
Right, like high school.
Yeah. But that would be voluntary at that point. The helmet and the drooling and window licking would be voluntary. I would just do it for fun.
Right.
Because if I'm walking around with the helmet on, I'm going to have some fun with the shit.
I just go and headbutt people. And then I'm like, can't prosecute me.
Let's see how many people we can offend today.
Well, the reality is only people who are brain dead are listening to the show anyway, especially after the question. What was the one that was super offensive?
Sleep with your parents or watch them have sex?
Yeah. What was the one that was just like right off the bat? Like,
the dad's cum or mom's period blood.
Oh, God, that's disgusting. Okay. All right. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's it for 15 questions of Black Concept Model D. Of, you know, whatever I was talking about.
Yeah.
Would you?
Would you rather?
Yeah.
So while you pulled that up, I pulled up a fuck, marry, kill game.
Oh, okay.
And it's actually got pictures. I don't know these people, but before we get into that, speaking of games, we all know who the Harlem Globetrotters and Washington Generals are, right?
And who the Globetrotters are.
The Globetrotters. Yeah. Yes. Those are the guys that, never mind. Anyway, so there's this game called Dice with Buddies, which is basically Yahtzee. They just didn't call it Yahtzee because they didn't have the rights to. And there's stats. And I started from this one person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether they're male or female. I'm guessing female based on this. It's purple.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's a picture of a frog with a purple border. So, but so we'll just go with her. So we have played, 112 games against each other.
Uh-huh.
She has won 32 of those games. I'm 80-32 against her.
That's a good winning percentage.
Yeah. The Warriors didn't even have that good of a winning percentage.
That's Phil Jackson-esque.
Yeah. So, but every time we finish a game, she challenges me to another one.
She's a masochist.
Yeah, and even like it tells you hands played per game.
Uh-huh.
In 43% of our games, I've rolled a five of a kind. In 7%, she has.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's just totally lopsided. And, you know, of course I keep playing because I want my stats to go up. But, you know, and I have one of those on Words with Friends. I think I talked about her once. It's a girl I've known since, like, junior high. And she beats me by a lot almost every fucking time. She's the only person on Words with Friends I can't beat on a regular basis. And it drives me insane.
That would drive me insane.
I don't like losing, especially in word games, because, you know, I have all the best words.
Little do we know, it's his mom at home.
Yeah, right.
He just loses to increase his confidence and allow him to get enough tokens from the wins to buy a new app. Okay.
All right, so I'm going to say the names for the radio listeners.
Never heard of these people.
Yeah, me either, but we have pictures. So okay. The people listening might know, or they can Google them. So, Mary Fuck Kill, Catherine Cunningham, Katrina Bowden, or Allie Evans.
They're all pasty white women.
Yes.
She's
less pasty.
Yeah. Well, Allie Evans looks like she might be 3. So, of course, we're going to fuck her. Oh, just kidding. Ladies and gentlemen, don't know what happened to me.
If it's a 3-year-old, no matter how you answer that, it's going to sound bad.
Yeah, it's very true. No, Allie Evans looks like she just looks very young. So just in terms of growing old together, because I'm older, it would be her I marry. So when I die, she can still go out and marry whoever she wants because she'll be 30. I'm going to go ahead and kill Catherine Cunningham. She's a redhead.
Oh, I like redheads.
I guess we're going to fuck Katrina Bowden.
Huh. Okay. 40% of people who have played this agreed.
Yeah.
On killing the redhead.
Who are they? Are these just normal women?
No. No, let's see. Marry, fuck, kill.
Well, maybe it gets harder. You know, maybe it's like it increases in difficulty. You're choosing between, you know, people everybody actually know. I mean, no.
Wow. No, we're not playing that one.
Just go back to that one. Let's fucking just be hardcore and finish it.
All right. Oh, see, I know two of these.
Okay.
We've got Li Xiaojing.
Okay.
Amy Poehler.
Uh-huh.
And Emma Roberts.
Tough. Kill them all. Which you can't. Okay. Gonna marry Li Xiaojing. Gonna fucking kill Amy Poehler. And I'm gonna fuck Emma Roberts.
Yes, I agree.
Okay. Next one.
Kelly Brook, Pixie Lott, and Elise Knowles.
Don't know who these people are, but based on pictures, and again, this must be acknowledged, this is a disgusting game we're playing. We're only doing it to entertain you, ladies and gentlemen, probably just gentlemen at this point, and not even really gentlemen, just men. it's for scientific research purposes only.
Yeah.
Okay, so why don't you, let's do every other, so you go with this one.
All right, so here, kill Pixie Lott.
61% agree, kill him.
I would fuck Kelly Brook and marry Elise Knowles.
Oh, enough people agree.
Yeah.
So now we got, this is tough.
Oh, why didn't I get this one? She's my favorite.
Yeah, well, we all know you'd marry her, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to, it's Lucy Hale, never heard of her.
She's on Pretty Little Liars.
Okay, Emma Watson. We've seen her in a little movie called Rules of, what's it? What's
Harry Potter.
A little movie. I was going to actually name a little movie she's been in rather than the fucking franchise that she's been in for 8 movies.
I don't know of any of the other movies she's been in.
Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Oh.
Great movie. And then Willa Holland. So I'm going to kill Willa Holland just because she doesn't look like she'd want to have sex with a man anyway. I'm going to go ahead and marry Emma Watson. And then we're going to go ahead and intercourse with Lucy Hale.
Intercourse. Who the hell did I get? Emily Nearing, Nell Rebo, and Lorena Ray. I would fuck Nell Rebo, the redhead.
Kill her.
No. This is tough. I'd kill Emily Nearing.
Her name's hard to say?
No. And marry Lorena Ray.
Huh. Jason has terrible taste.
How would you know?
I wouldn't know. Who are these people?
I don't know.
Okay, so Sigrid Agrin, this person isn't even in anything. She's not. I feel like these are plants. Claudia Guami and Aloha Tal. Alona Tal. Well, I don't like her name, so she's dead. Again, Claudia looks like the youngest, most likely to bear children for years to come, so we're going to marry her. And then the other chick, I guess, she's probably taller than me, and I've always wanted to do someone taller than me, so.
No. I got Lily Sobieski, Vivian Hsu, and Amy Schumer. I'm going to marry Amy Schumer.
Are you goddamn just...
God, that's
hilarious. Yes, but she's
annoying as shit. Not to me. I will kill Lily and fuck Vivian.
Oh, here we go.
Look who you got.
Boom, boom, boom. Okay, so I got Jamie Lynn Sigler. 10 years ago, I would marry her when she was relevant on The Sopranos. Got Taylor Swift, and then Kella Delevingne. She's famous for being in Suicide Squad and Paper Towns. Only seen Suicide Squad. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and fuck Kara. She is very pretty. We're going to marry Taylor. We're going to kill Jamie Lynn. And why are we going to marry Taylor? For the money, ladies and gentlemen. Because she's going to divorce me after, 6 months? There's going to be a prenup.
This sucks. I got Salma Hayek, Allegra Carpenter, and Catherine McPhee.
Who the hell's Allegra Carpenter?
I don't know, but I'm going to marry Catherine McPhee.
Yeah, she's hot.
I'm going to fuck Allegra Carpenter and kill Salma Hayek.
Why are you... You're fucking fired from this game. You're going to kill Salma Hayek?
Yeah.
I can't give you a 100 reasons.
I thought the other girl was hotter. So
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I wouldn't fuck everybody.
Okay, I don't know Lynn Collins. Oh, Sophia Revolting. What, is that her name?
Revolta.
Oh, she's revolting. She's dead. You know what I think she was on? I think she was on this season's of Murder in the First. And she was annoying as shit. I'm going to marry Emily Blunt, even though I know she's married to, some guy who was on The Office. And then the other chick, just because she's not the other chick.
I got Michelle Dockery, Kristen Stewart, and some other chick.
Oh, Saoirse Ronan.
Okay.
Yeah, she's a great actress. She was an Oscar-nominated actress.
So I'll marry her. Fuck Kristen Stewart and kill Michelle Dockery.
I agree. Totally agree. I'm down with that. Ooh. Carrie Russell. Emily Dildo. Oh, Dildo Lab? Did not deal with that. Dylan.
Dildo.
Yeah, she's dead. I can't pronounce her name. And Kat Dennings. Go ahead and marry Carrie Russell. She's aged well. She's beautiful. And then, we'll do the other thing with Kat. That's from Two Broke Girls, right?
Yes. Ooh.
Oh, there you go. There's a nice little...
Olivia Wilde, Kristen Milioti, and Tavi Givenson. I can't pronounce her name, so she's dead. I'm going to fuck Kristen and marry Olivia.
Makes sense. How long is this game?
No, we could probably do this forever.
Oh, okay. Let's do two more apiece.
Okay.
Lana Del Rey. Uja Yao Rout. And Kristen Conley. Lana Del Rey looks like she'll kill me, so marry her. Kristen Conley looks innocent, so kill her. And the other chick, yeah, we'll do that.
All right. I got...
Oh, God.
Kylie Minogue, Angelina Jolie, and Veronica Radke. So we're going to kill Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
I'm going to fuck Kylie and marry...
Pretty sure.
Wait, marry, yeah. All right. Ooh, you got Amelia Clark.
This is the last one for me?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let me...
Rob is Googling something, so... All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. So the community of women they've been selecting is diverse, to say the least, ladies and gentlemen. And I was just showing that to Jason.
The woman I just married is a porn star.
Well, you can say it that way, or you can beat around the bush like I do. okay, the next one. Amelia Clark. She's from Terminator, the newest Terminator movie. And also Game of Thrones. Vika Kirikis, which sounds like a fucking sexually transmitted disease. And Nora Asminder. Menzinder. Don't kill the messenger. So we'll kill the disease. We will
finally found a cure for Vika, huh?
We'll do the nasty with Amelia, and then we'll marry the unknown.
All right. So here's my last one. Kirsten Dunst, Emmy Rossum, and Lena Gerke. I don't know who Lena is, so I'm going to kill her. I'm going to marry Emmy Rossum. I'm going to fuck Kirsten Dunst.
Ladies and gentlemen, there you go.
So just to prove this game is not totally sexist, right up here we can click on guys.
Oh, okay.
And then it shows a list of three guys, even though this one's named Kim.
Hmm. Interesting.
By the way, I would marry Pierce Brosnan.
Oh, bro. There. All right. All right, so we've kind of gone through the deep internet, the deep dark internet, to mine some content for this evening's show, all the while watching the severely diminished UCLA Bruins get their asses handed to them by California Girls and Bears. Do you have anything else to contribute this evening?
No.
Okay.
That's about it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll use the next few days to come up with an actually content-packed show. But we just wanted to say hi, since, you know, we all are fat from Thanksgiving and chew a little of it for an hour and a half or so. So thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you for listening, and we are gone.